Hello and welcome to Pardes from Jerusalem, the podcast series from the Pardes Institute of Jewish Studies in Jerusalem. I'm Larry Kluger, a Pardes alum. This week, Ki Tavo. This week, Rabbi David Levenkreuz discusses Ki Tavo. Rabbi Levenkreuz has provided a handout for this podcast, so please check it out and use it to follow along with Rabbi Levenkreuz. Rabbi David Levenkreuz is a member of the Pardes faculty and also serves as the Pardes Director of Special Programs. And now, Rabbi David Levenkreuz.
Thank you, Larry. How odd of God to choose the Jews. This famous comment by William Norman Ewer has been oft repeated. But in fact, for people who think about these things, it's oft repeated because it's oft thought about. What is it about the Jewish people? Are we special? Are we better than other people? Where did the chosen people concept come from? Why were we chosen and not somebody else? What does it mean to be a chosen people? Isn't this racist or ethnocentric in a world in which we have democracy? These are many, many of the issues that the concept of Ambechira brings up. And today we're going to look at a few of them, because indeed one of the psukim, one of the verses about being an amskula appears in this week's parsha. But we're not going to start with that one. We're going to start with the pasuk that comes up earlier in Dvarim, in chapter 9, verse 6. And we're going to in fact end off with our pasuk. Please, if you can, follow the source sheet in front of you, because there are a lot of really, really good sources there. Dvarim 9:6 says, V'yadata, and you should know, Ki lo b'tzidkatcha Adonai Elohecha noten lecha et ha'aretz hatova hazot. Don't think that God is giving you this land because of anything good about you, l'rishtatu inherited. Ki im k'she oref ata. You are a stiff-necked people. You aren't such a great people. Know that the fact that you have been chosen is arbitrary. God just happened to choose you, but don't, God forbid, try to think that it's got anything to do with you being special. What we're going to do now is we're going to look at how rabbinic texts understood this idea of not being special, and then we're going to bring it back to our pasuk and see in the our pasuk in this week's parasha and see how it could help us to understand that. One background, piece of background I want to give to you is that the rabbis were working on a different assumption to what perhaps modern people might work on. We might say that if one people is better than another people, or if somebody believes that one people is better than another people, that whites are better than blacks, or that men are better than women, we would say, and who we is, many of us, most of us, I hope, would say that that is racism, that that's ethnocentrism, that's sexism. It can't be. The rabbis felt went very, very differently. If indeed for them it was arbitrary, like in Dvarim, to them that seemed like favoritism. But if there is indeed something special about the Jews, if we are deserving of it in some way, then it's not favoritism. Then it is just pure fairness. Nobody is asking me to sing an opera. Nobody is asking me to conduct an orchestra because I simply do not have a good enough singing voice to do it. I'm not adept enough at conducting. And it could well be that even if I practiced very hard and went to the best singing teacher in the world and went to the best music school in the world, I would still be incapable of conducting an orchestra or singing in a great opera. So the rabbis were coming from a very, very different viewpoint. They weren't saying we're all the same, and if God chose us, then that must be ethnocentrism. No. They were saying, if I can find something special about Am Yisrael in opposition to what it says in Dvarim, then it will in fact prove that there's something special about the Jews. We're going to look at a few sources that do this. We're going to read some cute retorts to William Norman Ewer as we do it. And then, we'll, as I said, we will go and look at our verse. Shmot Rabbah 29:4 speaks about God having a special relationship with Am Yisrael. God says, Ani al kol ba'e olam, I'm God over all God's creatures. Aval lo yichadeti shmi ela alechem, but I did not make my name special. I did not make my name unique except over you. This is very similar to the verse that we have above. Einini krai Elohei avodei kochavim. I'm not called the God of the idolaters. Ela Elohei Yisrael. And this seems to say, as I said, similar to the verse above, but also seems to be saying that God has a special relationship with the Jewish people. I didn't choose to be for them. I chose to be for you, Israel. Perhaps a little bit like a lover or like a spouse. You don't necessarily go and just, you know, look at everybody in the world and then choose. You happen to have a relationship with one particular person. And that seems to be what God is saying over here. This is who I happen to choose. I have a relationship with you, a little bit broader than the complete arbitrariness of the Pasuk, but still very, very similar. In Megillah 29a, we hear that it's not just a relationship, but a special relationship, that we are God's bearers, basing itself in Shir HaShirim, the Song of Songs, which the rabbis allegorically understood, is talking not about a man and his lover, but about God and Am Yisrael. We read, Tanya, it has been taught, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said, Bo re'e kama chavivin Yisrael lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Come and see how beloved Jews are in before God. B'chol makom shegalu shechina imahem. Wherever the Jews were exiled, God's indwelling, God's special presence went with them. God has a relationship. The relationship doesn't depend on whether we good or whether we bad. Even when we were exiled, God went with us. This is reminiscent a little bit of William Blake, who wrote, I will not cease from mental fight, nor shall my sword sleep in my hand, till we have built Jerusalem in England's green and pleasant land. The idea that God goes with us, wherever we are, we can build a little Jerusalem because of our special relationship with God. In a more humorous vein, one of my students summarized this as, Jews on the move, have Shechina, will travel. So up until now, we really have three levels, if you will. Dvarim 9:6, totally random. Shmot Rabbah 29:4, there's a relationship. Megillah 29a, the relationship is special. Bamidbar Rabbah, we go somewhere else. We read about the Jews, Am Yisrael, choosing God. V'lama b'char behem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why did God choose them? Shekol ha'umot paslu et ha'Torah, all the nations rejected the Torah. V'lo ratzu lekabla, and they didn't want to accept it. V'elu ratzu u'bacharu b'Kadosh Baruch Hu u'b'Torato. But some, and that is us, the Jewish people, gladly chose the Holy One and His Torah. In other words, the reason that Jews are the chosen people is that at some point in history, we chose to keep the Torah. We chose it voluntarily. This retort is often described as not so odd. The Jews chose God. Or perhaps less politically correctly, we have the saying of Leo Rosten, not out of God, Goyim Anoyim. And yet, I think many of us in the modern world maybe feel a little uncomfortable with Leo Rosten, but it's there, this idea of we're special, the other people of the nations didn't choose the Torah. Is there something better? Is there something good about us? This idea is expanded in Shabbat 28a, when a pasuk in Shir HaShirim is explicated, Ketapuach be'etzei ha'ya'ar, as an apple in the amongst the trees of the wood, so is my beloved among the sons. And it says that Israel is compared to an apple tree, that just as the fruit of the apple precedes its leaf, so did the Israelites first say, Na'aseh, we will do, and then they said, V'nishma, we will understand. In other words, we went in with faith. We said to God at Mount Sinai, God, I'm going to do your mitzvot. Just as an aside, the Tosfot says that this could not have been an apple tree because this doesn't work biologically. And in fact, he says it refers to a citron, to an etrog. But what we have over here is there was something special about Am Yisrael because we chose, even without understanding, to do the Torah, reminiscent perhaps of the educational maxim, tell me and I forget, show me and I remember, involve me and I learn. We said to God, God, involve me. I want to be part of your project. And then I will be able to learn. So we have arbitrary relationship, and now we have the idea that the Jews chose God. Another idea is brought up in Beitzah 25b and Yevamot 79a, the idea that there are special characteristics, that the Jews as a nation have special characteristics. Beitzah 25b says we are strong enough to keep it. The Torah is hard. The Torah is like fire. We needed a very stiff neck, as it said in the Pasuk, strong-willed people, whereas the Pasuk was maybe saying it as a negative. Amkshe Oref Atem, don't think that you're so great that you got the Torah because you're a stiff-necked people. Here it interprets it, no, as saying that's good, that you're a stiff-necked people. It's good that you are strong-willed because you are able to keep the Torah, and indeed it does involve an enormous amount of resilience. There are people who say, when we deal with these, we really are dealing with stereotypes. I mean, it's very, very hard whether one is able to say Jews are, or British people are, or Americans are. It's very, very hard to know indeed if we can speak about national characteristics. But there are some people who say that Jews are a stiff-necked people because throughout history, whenever there was a chance of somebody breaking away from this people, when we wanted to, people did. So who we left with? The stubborn people, the people who prepare to belong to a faith which is very, very often persecuted, the people who are willing to keep all these mitzvot. And this claim, I don't know how serious it is, this claim says that we are actually stronger because of some type of a selection that we took. And this, then in Beitzah, it goes on to say, Shlosha Azinhen, there are three that are really strong. Yisrael Be'umot, Israel amongst the nations, who is able to withstand. Kelev Be'chayot, Tarnagol Be'ofot, a dog among the animals, a rooster among the birds. Ve'yeshomrim Af Ezbe Behema, and some say a goat among the cattle. Ve'yeshomrim Af Tzalaf Be'ilanot, and a caper bush amongst the shrubs. A caper bush, as soon as it is planted, as soon as it is plucked, grows again. It's all edible. It's available all year round. So too, the Jews are a resilient people. We're a strong people. In fact, perhaps because of the strength, we needed the Torah to temper us. But there's something about us that makes us strong and able to get the Torah. Again, not so politically correct. I hesitated, in fact, whether to bring some of these ditties. Know that it's very, very different from the way I think, but I think they're important to share, to understand this is the way Jews have thought, and this is the way Jews have responded. And also we need to remember that very, very often these were written under great persecution. So this one says, Moses, Jesus, Marx, Einstein, Freud, no wonder Goyim are annoyed. In other words, we're a strong people. We bring out strong, famous people. And this is why we're the chosen people. Yevamot goes in a very different direction. Not that we're strong-willed, but that we are Rachmanim, V'Bayshanim, and Gomlei Chasadim. We are merciful, bashful, and benevolent. God chose us because we were a particularly good people. The retort here to William Norman Ewer would be, William Norman Ewer said, how out of God to choose the Jews? And the answer here would be, oh no, it's not. God knows what's what. So we have arbitrary, we have relationship, we have special relationship, we have Jews choosing God, we have personal characteristics. Now we get to the last cluster of ideas. We get a little bit more mystical. We know that Plato said that, you know, God looked to the forms before creating the world. Here we have that God looked into the Torah before creating the world, and that the world was created for the Torah. And if the world was created for the Torah, then you need to have Jews to keep the Torah. In other words, the entire purpose of creation was for Torah. Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak says, "Mechashvim shel Yisrael kadma lechol devar." The intention to create Israel preceded everything. And this passage, please read the whole passage on your own, but it is really interesting passage. Rabbi Nachum amar b'schut shlosha dvarim nivra olam. Rav Huna said in Rav Matna's name, the world was created for the sake of three things. The word reishit, beginning, is used for all three. Chala, the special bread offering in the temple. Maisrot, tithes, the tenth that was given to the temple. And Bikurim, the first fruits. These are all things that are given into the temple for God. These are all relationships that are created with God. This is why the world was created. The world was created so that there would be a Torah that would enable people to be able to have a relationship with God. The chosen people and the keeping of the Torah is written into the DNA of the world. This is very similar to a medieval thinker called Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, who saw the Jews as having some mystical, essential connection to creation. We see this echoed in Vayikra Rabbah 23:3, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. God said, "Bezchut Torah v'Yisrael yenatzlu haolam." The world will be saved for the sake of Jews and the Torah. The world will not be destroyed because we are here. And in Tanit, even more and even more Yehuda Halevi-esque, we read, "Keshem she'iev shale olam belo ruchot." Just as the world cannot exist without wind, so too the world cannot exist without Torah. Kach I efshar leolam belo Yisrael. We are part of the nature of the universe. So this is another reason. We're part of the spiritual DNA of the world. This is in contradistinction to Maimonides, who we will see a little later when we go to the Pasuk in our Parsha, who has a very, very different idea. Finally, lest you should think it's so great to be Jews, Brachot number 5a reminds us, Tanya Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Omer, Shalosh Matanot Tovot Natan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Shimon bar Yochai says God gave the Israel three precious gifts. V'kulam lo natnan Ela al yaday yisurin, and all of them were given through suffering. And what are they? The Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and the world to come. The Torah is difficult to keep. Eretz Yisrael, even today, is a hard land to live in. Olam haba, it's hard to live in a world. This one is going more in Maimonides's direction, not as much as the final pasuk we'll look at. But this is going more in Maimonides' direction, where we say it's not because of something great about us. In fact, it's because of what we do, and we suffer for that. And in terms of this, there have been some wise retorts, such as, "But not so odd as those who choose a Jewish God, yet spurn the Jews." But my favorite one was written by the poet Humbert Wolfe, who was writing about G.K. Chesterton, who was somewhat of an anti-Semite, and he wrote, "Here lies G.K. Chesterton, who to heaven would have gone, but didn't when he heard the news that the place was run by Jews." In other words, Brachot 5a is saying, chosenness is not a fun thing. It involves hard work on our part, a la Maimonides. It very, very often means that we actually do suffer in the end. So what we've seen over here, people, is quite a plethora of opinions as to what is special or not special about the Jews. Why are we the chosen people? We started off with a pasuk very reminiscent of Eliezer Berkowitz, who said, God didn't choose the Jews to be the chosen people. The people who God chose to be the chosen people became the Jews. In other words, it was arbitrary, and as a result of this arbitrary choosing, we became who we are. We had relationship theory, that there's a special relationship between us and God. We had the idea that we were the one who chose God. We had the idea that Jews and Israel has special characteristics. We had the more mystical idea that part of the creation of the world was for there to be a Jewish people keeping the Torah, that this is written into the DNA of the world. We had the idea that what makes us the chosen people is that we have to work hard to keep what God tells us. With all of this as background, and it's been quite a lot, thank you for hanging in there. With all that as background, let's look at Devarim 26, verse 16, until the end. Hayom hazeh Adonai Elohecha mitzavcha lasot et hachokim ha'ele ve'et ha'mashpatim u'shmartem v'asita otam b'chol levavcha u'v'chol nafshecha. God commands you this day to keep these rules and to observe them faithfully with all your heart and with all your soul. In other words, what we have over here is a la Maimonides. Being part of the chosen people means to keep the rules of the Torah. Et Adonai he'amarta hayom liot lecha le'elohim. You have affirmed this day that God is your God. This hints of a relationship. We have a relationship with God, but it also hints of us having chosen, us having affirmed it. Ulelechet bidrachav, and walk in his ways. V'lishmor chokav u'mitzvotav u'mishpatav lishmor b'kolo, that we will keep all his laws and listen to what God says. Again, a lot of relationship, a lot of keeping the laws. V'adonai he'mercha hayom liot lo la'am skula, and God said today, you will be God's treasured people. Kasher diber lach, v'lishmor kil mitzvotav, as God spoke to you, and you should keep all his commandments. U'letitcha elyon al kol agoyim, and you shall be high amongst the nations. Asher asa l'tihila u'leshem u'letiv eret, for that you shall be a promise, and that you shall be above them. U'liotcha am kodesh l'adonai, you shall be a holy people to God. Kasher diber. These verses, on the one hand, do smack a little of superiority. Will be amongst the nations. We will be for fame and for renown and glory. Tehila u'leshem u'letiv eret, that we will be very, very special. It hints of relationship, as I said. It hints of choosing God. But I think what is very, very powerful in these verses is the idea that we have to keep the commandments. It's repeated over and over and over again. Even when I was translating, I said, "Oh, I've just said that. Why am I saying it again?" This is very, very much like Maimonides. For Maimonides, what made Jews the chosen people was that we kept the Torah, that we chose to keep the Torah. We're exactly the same as everybody else. We're no different. We're not written into the spiritual DNA of the world. Our job to do in the world is to keep the Torah, and that's what makes us an Am Kadosh, a holy people. in a very, very powerful way, I think this pasuk navigates between the two extremes. It's not like Dvarim number 9, Dvarim chapter 9, I mean. It's not like Dvarim chapter 9, where it's totally arbitrary. Neither, on the other hand, does it say it's because we're so fantastic, or because it's so inherent, or because it's written into the world. It's a middle ground, and it says it's not arbitrary, but it's all dependent on us keeping the commandments. I don't know whether listeners go more with Yehuda Halevi, go more with Maimonides, whether people go more with inherent or contingent, whether people go more with written into the DNA or no special reason. But one thing I do know is that we're in the month of Elul now, a month of repentance, and regardless of what we might believe, I think we need to act as if everything is dependent on our actions, and think, each of us, but me especially, what we can do to make the world a better place, how we can improve in the coming year. Shabbat shalom and shana tova.
Thank you, Rabbi Levenkreuz. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you on the next episode of Pardes from Jerusalem.